bless your name, O Lord. God Almighty, Prince of Kings, troubles ending, hearts are mended in your presence.
Are you glad for his presence tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Let's just bow our heads this evening. Heavenly Father, oh Lord, just being in your presence, Lord. Oh my, what a wonderful thing, Lord. What a mighty God we truly serve, Lord. Oh Lord, what peace we have tonight, Lord, in your presence. What joy we have and pleasures we have in your presence tonight. Oh, thank you, Father, for the what great condescension, Lord, that you came down tonight, Lord. Lord, that you graced us with your presence, Lord. To feel not only your joy and your pleasures forevermore at your right hand, Lord, but your right hand, Lord, is that place that of favor, Lord. And a place of rest and of strength, Lord. Your right hand is your hand of strength, Lord. And we're sitting in that place, Father. And now you can do, Lord, we're in the position, Lord, where you can do anything for us, Father, Lord, that we need, Lord. You're here to meet our needs tonight, Father. We just come rejoicing, Lord, and resting, Lord, in you, Father, and your promises, Lord. Lord, and your quickening power, Lord, in our mortal bodies, for our spiritual needs, for our natural needs, Lord. Lord, for our questions being answered, Lord. For the spirit of heaviness, Lord, to quicken our physical bodies, Lord, even. We thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how good you are to us tonight, Lord. I know each one will leave here filled, Lord, burning, Father, because you are here tonight, Lord. We thank you now. We praise you and we love you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And the people all said, amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Good to see each one of you. Let's just grab our Bibles while we're standing. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Oh, so good to see each one of you. I know I say it every time because it's truly, it is good to see each one of you. And send greetings from Brother Tim and the church there. And also announcement for Memorial Day meetings. We'll have services on Friday night. I will send out a WhatsApp or a email Saturday night as well as Sunday morning. Just want to take a thought tonight on follow me. Follow me. So we won't have to really get out our strong thinking caps or anything, but we're just going to enjoy the Lord tonight and what he has to speak to us tonight. And here we see in Paul's letter to the Philippians such a good example of following Christ, and we're going to go over what does it mean to follow, and then what does it mean to follow Christ, and what does that do to us and for us. So now you know where we're going, and what do we do when we follow? We apprehend. So let's just dive right in verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Can we just read this all together? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. In verse 14, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let's just ask the Lord's blessings. Heavenly Father, quicken your word to us and make it alive, not only in our hearts, Father, but on our jobs, Lord, at our homes, Lord, with our neighbors, Lord, in each interaction in our life, Father, please, Father, we pray, may we apprehend Christ, Lord, tonight, greater, Jesus Christ's name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you, musicians, for the wonderful worship music and praise. It was wonderful. Thank you, Derek, for the song leading. It was wonderful, and so thankful for each of one of us. Thank you all for being here. Thanks for being coming thirsty for the things of the Lord. And I was praying for each one of us before service because it's Wednesday night. But we're in heavenly places, and there's no time in heavenly places, right? It's not Wednesday night in heavenly places, right? Can we say that? All right. So we see this thought is follow me, right? And we see, what does it mean to follow? If we can come and say, we each of us go away tonight saying, oh, I never knew that before. Or if we can say, that was for me tonight. Can each one of us have that expectancy tonight? Rather than, oh, that was just Stephen up there. Each one of us to say, that was for me tonight. For each one of us have that expectation. Anybody have any ideas for what the word follow means? We'll write them down. We're just going to keep this really simple. We don't have to overthink. Jesse, imitate. Okay, there you go. What? Am I spelling that right? Okay, imitate. So we should probably say what this is. It's follow. What was it? Thank you. Oh, see? I follow you. Imitate. Thank you. Too much spell check in my life. Imitate. What else? Yeah, come in. Okay, that's good. Come behind. Yes, right? You know, come under. Come. Yeah. Such an exploration, right? And that's good because one is just seeing, and the other is actually saying, okay, have you ever had someone try to lead you from behind? I actually had this at a work thing where they asked for a volunteer, and then they blindfolded me, and they actually pushed me, Josh. And they were like this, and I was like, I'm going to get hurt because you're pushing me from behind. I'm not following you. I'm blind, and you're pushing me. That's not following. That was scary. So it is. It's very important to come behind. How many times did Brother Bram say, oh, even in a sermon, I just get ahead of the Lord? What does that mean? We're not following him, right? So coming behind. So I can add one is we're unfollowing something else. All else. Right? Any more? Matthew. Very good. That's really good. Pursue. So you're. Can we make this more extreme, which means chase. And you know this, boys, right? Tim, if you're chasing Matthew, it's a relentless pursuit. You're like, I'm not gonna stop until I catch up to him. So Matthew will hide, and then what will happen? You're gonna find him, right? So it's if we can use that big word is never stop, never stop. Stop. Relentless. My sweet son, Isaac. I say this in a sweetness, and it's a rebuke to me for how I need to be as a son with the Lord. Is wherever I go, Isaac is there. And if I need to know where Isaac is, all I need to do is go in the bathroom and shut the door. He's going to be outside it in 1 second, because he's like, wait, I don't see Dad. Where is Dad? Find him. Where is he? Where is he? Oh, that door's shut. Ah, and he's pounding on the door. Oh, pounding. And he's relentless. And he's like, okay, oh, Dad's taking his time. Okay, all right, I'll just sit outside. And then once in a while, knock, 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 knock. Knock, 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 knock. So he's like, he's fine with it, right? He just keeps going. He's following. Oh, there's something so beautiful here with the Lord, right? We're starting to get a picture. Brother Greg, you had one. Yep, focusing. That's really good because now it's nothing else is in view, right? I mean, it's like when we get zoned in on one thing. Someone's like, Right. Yeah. Focusing. Always aware, maybe, or yeah. Always in sight. Always in sight. Sight. Man, we. Oh, this is wonderful. We notice that when we're pursuing something, it's the main object. So if we're really, because of course this is really trite the way we are in this world. I could be following 35 people on YouTube. I could hit the subscribe, the like button, the subscribe button, and the follow button or whatever it is, right? And how can I be following 35 people? There's no way. You know, I'm just kind of ascribing a little bit, you know, but I'm really not following, right? Because I have to be really ascribing to everything to understand and apprehend, right? The main object, I would say, if we're really, because we can only follow one thing at a time, right? To me, you can't follow Matthew and Philip at the same time, right? One of them is going to get away, right? So we see all this. Okay. Any other ones? This is really good. This is like this helps me not have to study as hard. I should do this more often. So this is, okay, good. So we see, we see that if we look in, we're not going to go to it. We all know Psalms 23. Oh, Emma had one. There you go, learn, because that was right in Philippians. So we learned something, right? Oops, I almost did red. Right, yeah, because what's the point of following if we don't learn? Learn, right? Because that's a scripture right there. He says, "If learn of me," right? So this is interesting. Okay, for all you English lovers, Sister Laura, Derek, and each one of you that I don't know that you're an English lover, but you are. You know more about this than me. So if you look up the word in the dictionary, it's actually a transitive verb. What does that mean, Sister Laura? Can I put you on the spot? What is it? Right. It comes back. It's all like pointed at something, that same thing. And it's interesting because transitive, of course, we think of the word transit, right? So to go from one part to another, right? So, okay, I said this was going to be simple, and you had to put your thinking caps on, and now I'm making you work. See how I did that? So the word follow means to go, to proceed, or come after, to engage in a way of life, a calling. So there's a whole bunch of this, to proceed. It means to accept authority. Because we could say, well, I'm going to follow you, but I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. So we can see, like, there's even accept authority. Wow, that means we have to obey. So there's obey. You never see. We didn't even have obey on there. Accept authority. Wow, this isn't like one of those take me as I am, keep me as I am, right? Because the scripture says, you know, if any man would deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, deny. So that there's prerequisites. We could have a sermon before the following, all the unfollowing things. Denial of self. Denial of everything that is not following. But it's called a transitive verb. When I look up in the dictionary, it talks about characterize or having or containing a direct object. So it has a main focus, like you're saying, right? Main object. Focusing, pursuing after, you know, it has a main thing, a theme. We're following something, but it's interesting because it's relating to something that there's a first element, second element, third element. So like leaving the weak and beggarly elements and going towards another part and another part. So there's a change that happens when we follow. If you went from you know, like being a beggar in the streets, and you were following someone to the king's throne, right? You'd be leaving, you'd be transitioning from one element of life and one theme of life, and now you're going down the main streets, now, you know, in the thoroughfare, but now you're coming up to the king's own gates, and it's a transition. You're following. See how it keeps progressing, is like we all know, and are becoming. So it's a becoming that happens. This is so wonderful, because now we're just going to put more up here. So it leads to becoming. Is anybody's brains full yet? Hope not. Okay. So, but it's interesting because it's a verb. It's something that it moves us from one thing to the next. We can't just be following and not moving. So then, now take that, and if we go into how do we take Psalms 23. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. We know that word means to pursue after. So the goodness and the mercies of God relentlessly pursue after us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So it's this, he's pursuing us, and it's anytime it says shall follow, right? You know, these signs shall follow them that believe. It's pursuing after us now. So even though we're following him, isn't it wonderful that he's pursuing after us? And everything that we need, Josh, when you think about all that you need for every job, and you could say, work, people, we needed to get this job done, but you also load them with everything they can to do that work, to do everything, to follow all your commands. You equip them with everything. So it's this wonderful cycle of us following and him giving us everything we need to follow him. Because how can we follow him? You look at what did Jesus do to Peter? First he met his need, and then he said, come follow me, right? So he equipped and he began equipping them to follow him. And that's important, because we can just put out the bone dry invitation, follow me. And you could say, why? You know, if I said to all the young people, you know, after church, everybody follow me, and I ran around the corner of the building, it would be like, why? Where is Stephen going? Like, I don't even know. He's never done this before. Like, are we going to Chick-fil-A after church? What's going on? Follow me. But there has to be some reason that we want to follow. We have to have our basic needs met. We have to have our heart's needs met, whatever it is. And the Lord knows how to get our attention. And it's interesting because it also means to, we already got, Timothy was saying pursue, or sorry, it was Matthew was saying pursue. And it means, Tim, that you pursue, what? Oh, it was, did you have something? Is that it's also to overtake. To overtake. I hope everybody online can read this. Probably not. But to pursue, to chase, never stop, relentless, to overtake. And Timothy wants to overtake Matthew if he's going to really chase after him and pursue him, because the whole point of doing it isn't to almost get to him and be like, nah. Right? It's to finally overtake him, all right? And that's how we want to do it, right? Because just like Paul is saying about apprehending, right? It's we want to overtake him, and we have found him. As the song says, hallelujah, I have found him whom my soul so long as has craved, right? So we want to find that craving. We want to be like, oh, there it is. I'm home, right? And I think that the church, the modern church, is like, you know, just keep pursuing. Rather than, no, we can be found in him and find him. Oh my. We use different examples in the Bible. You know, John 10 is one of the best. You know, the sheep follow the master's voice. They're tuned in. So we to follow, we need to be tuned in, right? We can't just, I mean, it's just like, you know, you hear people will say, like, you heard the story about that there was a man in a city and he was walking with a friend, and all of a sudden, one of them says, "Oh, did you hear that Caledonian warbler?" And he says, "What? This is this busy, noisy city. You heard a bird? How in the world are you hearing that?" And they took the man took some change out of his pocket, and dropped it on the ground, and 20 people turned and looked at the change. What? Why? Because they were tuned in to the sound of money. They were, and he says it's all what we're listening for. So for us to be listening, Brother Alfred, for his voice, to be tuned in, already eager and ready and willing, tuned in. So that we know, John said, "My sheep know my voice and they follow me, and they don't hear the voice of a stranger." And that's key in this day and age, right? Because we're like, well, I mean, like, I can get kind of like, you know, the wisdom of the world and self-help and all this other stuff and the voice. I mean, like, counsel of the ungodly. I mean, it's just, it's all, some of it is, there's all a grain of truth in everything, right? But it's amazing how, like, it's unedifying so much. I tend to be like, let me get all the analysis from everybody and then compare it to the Bible. Because, and then it's like, it makes the truth so much better. Because I've seen the other side. But that's the trap of the enemy, right? Because he's wanting us to follow another. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, getting wise counsel, on how to do a task. We live in this world. We have to do the things of the world as far as, you know, for tasks and whatnot. But as far as following after Christ and the counsel, to keep following the counsel of the godly. I love this Song of Solomon in chapter 1. Because of the savor of thy good ointments, thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore do the virgins love thee. Draw me, we will run after thee. So it's this drawing that he does. The king hath brought me into his chambers. We will be glad and rejoice in thee. Oh, it's not, yes, we should do this. This is a pursuit that we want to do. No, it's this wonderful rejoicing. And he's drawing us because it's a love relationship. And we will be glad and rejoice in thee, and we will remember thy love more than wine. The upright love thee. It's this love. It's this, oh man, that was really good. This is from the sermon, Come Follow Me. Oh, if you haven't heard that sermon, it was preached in 63. Really good sermon. I think the word, come follow me, that would be the best advice I could give if I was talking to 10,000 kids. The best advice, come follow me. Or if I was just talking just what I am. It's a command, and the greatest thing that I think that was ever offered to anybody, and especially a young person, follow me. You're going to follow somebody. Now you can remember that. You're going to follow somebody. And the way you follow the person, be sure that who this person is following. See? So what he's saying is, if you're following a person, see what they're following. Right? Check your sources. And now at this turning point, this stage of life is where we all come. Follow me now. See, he had to follow someone. He's talking about the rich young ruler now. He either had to follow the influence of the people he associated with, the influence of some young lady, some influence of a gang of boys that he associated with, his colleagues in school, or follow Christ. In all of his goodness, yet he knew he didn't have eternal life. Wow. And isn't it amazing that now us looking through the lens of that, Jesus saying, now, forget all those things that you are behind, unfollow all those things, and follow me. That was the simplest thing, the best thing he could do, because he knew he didn't have eternal life, and he wasn't willing to unfollow all those things. Wow. And I think, you know, that at the end of our lives, if someone could peer inside of us, or could see on from the outside in, that they find Christ. When they're looking to someone to follow, and they find Christ in us, and that we have found him, and they know that we have found him. Oh, Lord, help us. Help me. Kids, that's what you got to think about, see? The world, this is just me, the world today is trying to get us to follow somebody's channel, see? Subscribe and get notifications. Isn't it the way Christ already does by his Holy Spirit? He gives us notifications to listen to his channel, to receive His thoughts and His ways. How many times have you downloaded a new app, Matthew or Philip, and it'll be like, would you like to turn on notifications? And you're like, no. Would you like to have access to all your information on your phone? No. How about your privacy? No. And then you hit no, and then you can't use the app. Right. And you think about how can we use that correlation to segue into, I've applied my heart to fear His name. I've applied everything. You know, if we could use that those terms as when it comes to the Lord, are we willing to surrender all, everything, our all, and say, Lord, anytime you want to notify me of something, I'm going to turn that on. You're welcome. Anytime you can interrupt my day, you can turn that on. Oh, okay. Allow everything in my life right now. You can have access to. Okay, wonderful. There are many more paths and people to follow than ever before. You know, the scripture says, "Thou wilt show me the paths of life," and then it goes into, "In His presence there's fullness of joy, and at His right hand pleasures forevermore." And so we know that there's paths to go down. I'm sure you've all. How many has heard my YouTube dream story? This is back from 2008. About I had a dream that I was given an email. It was a YouTube link. Does anybody remember this? So I had this dream, and this is back when YouTube first started. And I clicked on the YouTube link, talking about following, right? And my weakness is definitely just knowing something new, just being addicted to information. So someone sent me like, oh, I think you'll enjoy this. I click on the YouTube link, and I'm all of a sudden in the YouTube video, and I'm standing in a small room, a blue room, with this short man. All of a sudden, he's like, and he's dressed in this blue kind of karate outfit, and he starts doing all these karate moves and these, you know, martial arts dances to the worst heavy metal music I've ever heard in my life. And so I'm like, wow, he's so amazing. This is amazing. This is so, and so here I'm following this YouTube link, and of course someone sent it to me, so it must be okay because they sent it to me. So now I'm ascribing to what they're doing and following. And he just keeps, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this, but, and the music is horrible, but this is so entertaining. And I perceived in the dream that this was the devil, embodied in the short man. And there were soldiers, I knew God's angels as soldiers were coming to get me, and they were warring for me. So there was the devil entertaining me, and the Satan and the angels of the Lord trying to get me back, embodied as soldiers. And so all of a sudden he stops and he goes, they're coming. Let's go out the back. And so I follow him, and I follow him on the back, and we're in this, like, they're in the jungle, in this jungle setting, and we're running away from now his little shack, and we're running deep into the jungle, and I'm just running after him, like, wow, this is so cool, we're in the jungle. And we get to kind of this undergrowth of where this is, you know, secluded, and we're in this clearing about as big as all the chairs, and you can hear these soldiers coming for me, and he starts laying out these little smoke grenades. And this is what I'm seeing in this dream, just vivid as day. Just, I'm like, this is so cool. He's evading them. I'm watching this, and I'm kind of on the edge of the underbrush, and he's just, you can hear him getting closer, closer, and closer, and they're almost upon us. And all of a sudden, he just throws out a big flashbang, just this big, you know, like this giant fireball, like the shape of a frisbee, just, and was just like, oh, this is amazing. This is so cool. And here, it was right before they came, so it was to try to shock and awe them. But everything they did was not a weapon. It was just to distract and try to, you know, just like he does. And right when they were upon us, we were both in hiding, and they were just in the bushes, and it's all smoky and everything like that. And it was we got to get out of here. They're going to try to get us and try to get me back. And here I know better because I am. Loving the Lord and, you know, in real life. And here I've just one little YouTube trail. I'm following the devil. My. And I'm more caught up in it. And, you know, even though the angels of the Lord all are, as soldiers are all around me. And then, all of a sudden he just let the short little man, the devil, just let out like a little impala or something, gazelle, like it ran towards out of the underbrush to distract them. And they went that way towards it. And I knew that was our chance to run back to his hideout. And we ran back to his hideout, and it's like I was running in slow motion and looking, I'm coming over this tree root, and there's this big tree, and I hear behind me, doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. I knew it's that short little man, and I look back, and it's a black horse, and it's this big hooded wraith-looking thing, and he's changed now to show his true self. And I was like, there he is, and I lifted up my hand, and I let him swing me up, and now I'm riding behind the devil. And I'm just enjoying the entertainment of it. And you'd say, Brother Stephen, what in the world were you thinking? You know, if that would have happened in the first 2 seconds of the video, I'd be like, oh, Control-Alt-Delete, right? But he got me by steps to follow him deeper until he showed himself as he truly was. And so we got back to his place, and then when we got into his little shack, he was back into his normal short self, and I saw he had two swords, and they were little ruby-handled swords, and they were really pretty, and he was holding one, and I picked one up to glance off of his sword, right, or parry, and I go, and he goes, oh. He's like, these are not for fighting, these are only for show. And immediately, right after that, the soldiers broke in to his shack and got me back. And that was the end of the dream. So you could see that, you know, it was like the Lord was allowing an allegory in my life to say, hey, this is the trap of YouTube. Not saying that you can't go on YouTube and learn how to fix a tire or change the oil or whatever, but there's a trap that they make and design. You can go right from one thing to another, and it's a symbol for and a metaphor for you, for Facebook. This is even before Facebook was it was barely even out of that the college networking of it, but it was like he was showing me the things that come. All these things are to trap us into this following other voices, other things, and to know that his weapons are not for really fighting or doing anything, but it's just all flashy to get our attention away from the Lord. Before the internet, you couldn't follow anyone on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, Reddit, Tumblr. We have all the scrolls open, saints. All the scrolls are open. The seven seals are open. And that's what we're thirsting for. And the revealed word, unscrolled, right? And that's why we're so thirsty, and sometimes we get stuck scrolling and scrolling and scrolling and scrolling. How many people have been on their phones or on their devices or on the computers? And this isn't just about computers and screens and everything like that, but just as an example, we're looking for something. We're looking for something unveiled, something to be unrolled, unscrolled, and just keep scrolling, trying to get to the bottom of things. And we've already gotten to the bottom of it. It's already settled. We've already had the answer. But we need to look up rather than scroll down, right? If we could just keep taking these scrolls from heaven, amen? That heavenly scrolling, can we call it? We're all following something. What do we follow? Notice Paul, he says, this one thing I do. What was it? No, do you remember what Paul said? This one thing I do. Forget those things which are behind and look towards those things which are before and press towards the mark of the high calling of Christ. It's like we've been hearing about that we pray for the things of the kingdom. This is, we're pressing towards the kingdom of God. First Peter 2, another example of following, such a beautiful thing, in verse 20 and 21. For what glory is it if you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently. But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently, this is acceptable to God. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. And it's amazing how, like, we don't want to be just imitators of Christ, Brother Derek. We don't want to, we're not just monkey see, monkey do, or we're just, oh. But that's the first step of obedience. We say, Lord, I want to follow after you. Look at the disciples. All they were doing was, at first, was imitating, right? Oh, Lord's doing this, or he says to do this, I'm just going to obey. I'm just going to do exactly, he tells me to step here, I'm going to step here. And then wait to be endued with power on high. That new birth, now he's stepping through them. It's now him in them stepping. Now they're following him in. They're not just seeing and then doing, but they have his heart. But so many times, saints of God, how many times do we have a false arrival? We say, oh, I've done it. I'm done following. I'm there. I found him. The end. But let's see what the scripture has to say about this. 1 John 2, you don't have to go with these. Verse 24, let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye shall also continue in the Son and in the Father. So if it remains in us. This is from 1 Samuel 12, such a good one. If you fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then shall you, both ye and also the king that reigneth over you, continue following the Lord your God. So he sees me, he's saying, hey, you want to know what it means to follow the Lord? Fear him, serve him, obey him, and don't rebel against his commandments. And of course, this is Old Testament. And we know now that on top of that, we have the love, right? John 8. I'll just go through a few of these. Jesus said to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Romans 11. Behold the goodness and severity of the Lord, of God, on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt be cut off. So that's a continuation. We have to continue on. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Now this is again from Come Follow Me. And always remember, accept that voice that said, follow me. And you'll always come out right. I believe you will. I got confidence in you. But just always remember that Jesus, that voice is alive in the earth tonight. And just the same as every voice and every word we spoke is still alive. When that voice goes out on that ether wave of the air, see, you got a transmitter here that sends it out. And you are the transmitter that sends it out. Now it takes the station to pick it up. Again, if we can just hold on to our focus tonight and just think about that. Each one of us, even as you're hearing my voice, we're listening, we're setting our transmitters on the Lord, right? We're picking up his frequency tonight, Brother Peter. Now, if you can just, and this is in closing, now if you can just, and could the musicians come, please? If you can just be the station to pick that up by some control inside of you, by faith, it'll move you right into the cycle of God to the new birth and be born again. Can I read that again? Now, if you can just be the station to pick that up by some control inside of you, by faith, it'll move you right into the cycle of God to the new birth and be born again. Then you'll always be in contact. That sounds just like we were here talking about. Always following. Always receiving notifications. Always on that channel. You'll always be in contact. Who wants to always be in contact with God? Always. To hear that voice that will always warn you when danger's along. Oh my. When things are wrong, going wrong, it'll always be a warning to you. And then instead of someday being like that rich young boy that we're speaking of, be a man like Apostle Peter, Paul, or somebody that won souls for Jesus Christ. You do that, kids. So let us remember that we can't follow Christ unless we're truly born again. How can this flesh, this corruptible flesh, want to follow Christ? It gets us up in the morning and says, I want you to follow me. I want you to follow self. But we have to deny self, take up our cross, follow him. And it can't be just this, again, just imitate. We have to have him that is in us and that love that captured us, that when he says, follow me, we say, oh, of course, do all the way. We sing, where he leads me, I will follow. Amen. Praise God. Let's just sing that all together. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go. More time, where he leads me, where he leads me, I will follow. Yes, Lord, that's our heart. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he tonight, as the music plays, there has to be a decision, right? We can't follow. What if Peter never left his nets? What if, when Elijah called Elisha, he said, you know what? I have a really good plow and I have a really good oxen. I mean, he finally got going. But no, not only did he say, I'm going to follow you, I'm going to make a sacrifice. My. Each one of us, the first thing we do in this day and age is say, oh man, I have to give up this ox, this my whole living, my way of living. But he wants that. He wants that for me. He wants that for you. Something, I don't have to tell you what it is. You already know what it is. That something where he's saying, I need you to sacrifice this to follow me. I need you to unfollow this. I need you just to make a sacrifice right now, right at a place where I'm saying make a decision. So as we dismiss and pray, if we can just all speak to the Lord tonight as we sing the song one more time and just say, Lord, I have decided to follow you. Lord, I want to make a sacrifice. I want to not follow this anymore. I want to turn from whatever it is that I'm following. Amen. Let's just sing it one more time. And with our heads bowed, let's just sit and just talk to him in our hearts. Where he leads me, I will follow, Lord. I'm willing, Lord. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads. one course to just linger and just bow our heads and just speak to the Lord in our hearts. And sing it again. Oh Lord, prepare in me, yes, Lord, to be a sanctuary, oh, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanks. Aren't you thankful for His voice, always leading us, keeping us out of trouble, guiding us, watching over us?
Dear Lord, thank You for once again speaking to us tonight through Uncle Stephen. I want to pray that as we go home, we would continue to ponder these things, Lord. Just keep everyone safe as they're on the roads, Lord. And just continue to be with us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you all.